Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Washington. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. Listening to the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, also on Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. Watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. It's Bish and EB this week until Friday, two-man show. Got Matt, hey. Matt, and Mike behind the glass. Boys, what's up? Of course, it's all courtesy of our good friends at Crop Metcalf. And Crop was out at Mr. Bickle's mom's house yesterday. Yep.
They dug a huge hole out there.
Yeah.
Did an amazing job. I think the county's going to come by to approve it. And then they fill it up. And then
get it all done so no more flooding in the house. Right. Be good.
Mom can get back in the house.
Yeah.
They're that's unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you to Ben.
And I know you're playing golf today because the weather is going to be decent.
I played golf yesterday, too.
Oh, my gosh. It was nasty yesterday.
It was fine. It was like low to mid 40s, but there was no wind. It was actually fine. I wore Valdez's Vineyard Vines, a sweater that he got from some dead guy on eBay. Yeah. And
what's your review?
I loved it.
You loved it? Wasn't itchy?
I mean, you know what? I wear a lot of wool, like, so I guess I'm used to it.
I'm probably not as used to it as you are.
Yeah.
Good sizing.
I mean,
a little
maybe a smidge large for me, but like just so, like around the belly maybe, but it's perfect. I loved it. Thought I looked great in it. I absolutely loved it. If you want it back, you can have it back.
I don't want it back. I want you to have it. All please right. Take it.
All right.
The course had to have been wet. Really wet.
Yeah. It was
car
fine.
Path only, although you walked.
Well, I walked. It was fine. I mean, but honestly, there weren't that many people out there playing.
No, of course not.
But
not in the 40s, of course not.
Yeah. Today, I'm sure there'll be more people out there. But I'm starting to enjoy. I actually like the fall. I don't really love winter, but like fall golf, like because there's not as many people out at the golf course. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I know, love that.
I just don't like playing in 40 degrees.
I understand that.
My buddies wanted me to play today, but it's going to be car path only. I said, you know what? I'm going to get some Christmas shopping done.
Not a bad idea.
I'm not prepared for Christmas.
I don't even know when it is.
I'm
is
not prepared
at all. 8 days from today, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But who do you have to buy for?
Next
you buy for
Wednesday.
Tea? Or do you guys do the bit where you say, we're not going to get each other anything?
Well, I don't want anything, but I got to get something for her.
Right. And then you buy for the girls or the wife buys for the girls?
I mean, she gets stuff for the girls, but I got to get something for them. Yeah. And then I got to get something for my mother-in-law. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff I got to get. I'm just not prepared for it mentally. So I'm going to do a little bit of that today and get that out of the way. Knock it out.
Mm. D does most of our shopping, so I don't have to really worry. And then my daughter's kind of helped me pick stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm sure it's the same, especially for all the married people out there. You just got Amazon coming every day.
Yeah.
Like just boxes and boxes of stuff, and you don't even know whose gift it is.
Yeah, my neighbor yes, I think it was, what's today, Tuesday? I think it was on Saturday. I swear to God, he had 15 boxes of something
on
his front porch.
It's so damn easy to just sit there and
click,
just buy stuff.
I know. Well, that's
and
what
my
they
wife
do.
Buys clothes, and if it doesn't fit, she has no problem sending it back. Like, to me, that's a pain in the ass. Just the whole sending back. Like, it's not my thing. But my wife has no problem doing it. Like, she'll buy three different sizes, pick the right size, and send the other two back. She doesn't mind going and doing all that.
Yeah, my daughters do it. They're always clicking.
I don't like doing that.
My neighbor had about 15 boxes. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it all came on the same day.
Yeah.
But, dude, we got stuff coming like once every couple days, you know, one or two boxes here and there. But we've never had a haul like that.
I've never had 15, but it's not unusual for me to come home maybe from the golf course or something and see three boxes on the stoop.
Yeah.
You know, it's not unusual. And you know that I like to buy my like golf training aids and all my little trinkets from Temu.
Mm-hmm.
Temu sent me the same thing twice.
Uh-oh. Well, did you pay for it twice?
I don't know. I got to check. I don't think so. It was like an $8 thing.
Yeah.
Temu wraps stuff the worst. The packaging on Temu's products, worst you've ever seen.
Is it? It's Temu.
Yeah, the boxes are the worst.
I'm not surprised. It's all cheap.
It is.
For a guy who hates sending stuff back, you can't order from Temu or any of those.
Because?
It's just impossible. They make it impossible. It's such a pain in the ass. It probably takes weeks. You just throw
depends
it in the garbage.
On the item. What?
I just throw it in the garbage.
What
I've done
stuff you get from Temu?
Well, what's the other one? There's another one, Alibaba. Or
yeah, they're all the
Shein
same.
Or one of them. I can't remember. I just threw it in the garbage.
Because you didn't like it? It said you had extra
80%
thing?
Chance it's going to be garbage anyways.
Mine's been, I'll tell you, I've used all the stuff I've gotten, but they're not the highest quality things.
Well, the sizing is always off, or they just put
I've never
them
had clothes, yeah.
Well, that's what I think most people buy on these sites is clothes.
Clothes?
Mm-hmm. Clothes.
Yeah.
And,
I highly recommend golf training aids. It's hard to mess those up. You know?
Yeah. I hate sending stuff back.
I hate sending stuff back.
I'd rather throw it away.
Yeah.
Is one thing. Like, I'll go to a store and return something. Putting something in a box and taking to the UPS store, it's the worst for me. I don't know why.
So I was telling my buddy that he was commenting on my sweater. And I said, yeah, it's Valdez's. He likes to buy these used things sometimes online. And I go, I don't know. I said, I don't really like buying clothes like on eBay. He goes, dude, everybody's doing it. He said he's got a client.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the wealthy client, she sold a bunch of her like designer stuff online. Her haul was $50,000.
Where did she sell it?
Like on eBay.
Oh jeez.
They have they have specialty sites for used designer stuff.
Yeah.
That's huge with women. Is stuff that doesn't fit or maybe it's out of style
and you're behind.
And, you know, you get sized for the silly new clothes that come out next year. And
you know how chick always says, I need a new dress for this?
Yeah. Yep.
They like, they'll wear a dress once.
Never wear it. They'll put them up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I'll wear
especially,
the same thing.
Especially if your friend or if your friend's client is using, like, designer dresses once.
Yeah.
And never wearing them again.
Right.
Taking up room.
Right.
Just put them on. Not necessarily eBay, but like Poshmark.
Apparently, right. And that's what my daughter's uses, Poshmark. Apparently, she was, before he kind of told her, she was just donating stuff. She was donating all this designer stuff. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, make some money off of it.
What are you doing?
Now, I do feel sheepish when I buy, I like to think I'm buying a dead person sweater.
Yeah.
But I do feel sheepish when they have the tag still on it.
You feel like it's stolen?
I definitely know. It's someone ran into a Lululemon, grabbed a handful of stuff and ran out.
Sold it.
Because the tag's still on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's going on.
I saw a video of a bunch of guys. They were in a Ross. Did you see that viral video? And they were just yanking stuff out.
Like, oh, yeah.
I've never seen a Ross have designer stuff, but like yanking bags, leather bags, that were like attached to the poles and just yanking them, breaking them off.
Right.
People just stare at them.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what are you going to do?
No security there.
No security.
Right.
There's some security guy.
That happens everywhere.
With a walkie-talkie or something. But what's he going to do?
I saw a viral video of a store manager who's trying to curb any kind of stealing going on. that when they're alerted about it, they, instead of trying to tackle the person, they go to the exit and they have like oil handy, and they put oil in front on the, like olive oil in front of the exit on the floor.
And they slip.
Yeah. So when they're trying to sprint out of there, they slip and you can kind of just jump on them and keep them there.
Right. So crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But I saw a guy in a convenience store on a video this morning knock a guy out. Did you see that? He was in like a bodega or something. Was going there and like and you know, making a fuss, and the guy just came around the counter and just knocked the guy out
for no reason.
Well, because the guy was being a douche. The guy was like, you know, whatever.
What was that local?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
But hey, are you going to stop joning on me for buying dead guy sweaters now?
Right, because he
it's
loves
pretty, it's pretty practical.
Well, I'll tell you, that sweater, he gave me this Vineyard Vines double XL sweater. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that thing has got to be retail for $120.
Kind of
nice.
And I got it for $13.
How do you get it for $13?
I'm a silly negotiator.
Do you negotiate?
Oh, definitely. That's half the thrill.
Yeah, right. That happens all the time with my wife when she puts something on.
People, you know, are gonna, they offer
Facebook Marketplace, and she'll post something for $50, and they'll say, "Will you take 35?" And she says, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah, I've never really ventured into the Facebook Marketplace, although I was on my phone, and people will sell like Corvettes on there, or they'll sell like speakers, or like old shoes. It's kind of like the range is insane. You get anything on there.
She sells all kinds of stuff on there.
I mean, get into it.
For 25,
I don't think I have anything worth
20,
anything.
25 bucks, 30 bucks, maybe 70 bucks. Depends on what it is, whatever the item it is.
I got to get into it. I have nothing of value, though, honestly. Yeah. I really don't think I do.
It's a great decluttering method.
Did you stay up and watch any of the football? Or
I watched a little bit of the Vikings game.
Both games I thought were atrocious. Oh, the Raider game was ridiculous.
Well,
they're so bad.
They're awful. Yeah.
Like, their offensive line is so bad. And, of course, you know Dylan Lauby, the kid that we know through Vinny and Joe, and they, you know, grew up in Long Island, and we interviewed him, and just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had one kick return. I think he had a tackle on special teams. But I can't believe they won't give him another shot at running back. Their running backs are terrible.
They are bad.
They're terrible.
Madison and Abdul, they ran for 65 yards on 22 carries, and Ritter was their leading rusher last night.
I mean, that's some of the worst football. I don't know how they keep anybody.
They're
there.
Bad. I mean, the roster's bad, and their teams they've just given up. I mean, they're 2-12.
And then I was watching.
I mean, these teams that are, you know, four wins or less, they're just giving up. They just want the season to end.
And then I'm watching Caleb, and Caleb's exactly what I thought. He's a kind of an all or nothing guy. He's dancing around, and then he, you know, he's getting hit like crazy, and he's going on the sideline. You see the viral video of him on the bench. And he's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just, he's making a scene like he's so exhausted. Like you see him, he's like laying down
on the
bench.
That. Yep.
I don't know, man.
I mean, there's some bad football teams out there. And there's, you know, I think there's six or seven teams that need quarterbacks. It's going to be interesting to see what the Vikings do with Darnold, because they obviously drafted.
They're going to let him go.
They drafted J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's a fait accompli. Like, he's gone. There's been no discussion.
I know.
He's gone.
I mean, what if he leads them to the Super Bowl? Like, it doesn't matter.
I guess it'll be like a Jared Goff thing or whatever, right?
I mean, one of these six or seven teams that needs quarterbacks next year, you know, they're going to offer him a big deal, and he'll make a bunch of money.
I don't know if he'll be as successful.
Maybe not, but he's playing well in the perfect time. But, yeah, I had a lot on my mind last night just with the Christmas stuff and other stuff going on, and I just – sitting there, I was just glaring at the TV and then pondering, getting up, and my stomach was hurting last night. I was just, last
you
night
had
was
a bad day.
Last night was a bad day. It was.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. I mean, I just wasn't feeling that great. And then
holiday stress.
You got definitely holiday stress.
And then I woke up late. The alarm never goes off in my house.
Mm-hmm.
My alarm never goes off. I usually get up at 3:50 to 4 o'clock. Freaking 4:16, it goes off. I'm like, oh my god, I'm 20 minutes late. I had to rush in, speeding down the toll road. I almost hit a deer crossing the toll road. How the freak does a deer get on the toll road with all those high walls, Drabby? I mean, I have no idea where this deer came from. It must have just trekked down the toll road for miles.
Yeah. Entirely possible, yeah.
I mean, on the toll road, they got these big ass walls on the sides.
But there might be small openings.
Can it
in
come
those.
In? There must the be exit, like you know, like the exit ramp.
I mean, I guess. I mean, yeah. But I almost hit that freaking thing, and that would have been a disaster. Anyway, on the show today, we're going to talk to our good friend Brian Robinson Jr. B. Rob will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Big game against the Eagles on Sunday. We'll also get into that game. We'll preview it. We'll talk some college football with CBS Sports college football writer Chip Patterson. Mm. Of course, you got the playoffs starting Friday night with the state championship of Indiana. Indiana's going to play at Notre Dame. Then you got three games on Saturday. I've got a Christmas party on Friday and a Christmas party on Saturday. But I told my wife, I said, you know what? We're not going to stay long because I want to watch some college football.
And you're hanging out with us Thursday night.
Thursday night. Yeah, what's the plan for that? Exactly.
Thursday night, we're meeting over at MGM National Harbor and right. heading to the Wizards game.
What time do I have to be at MGM?
You don't have to. You just have to be at the Wizards game.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to MGM. You just got to be at the Wizards game.
I know, but we're checking into the hotel.
That's up to you. I mean, if you want to check in or you want to check
in
late night.
You can check in after the game if you want. You don't have to
I'm going there after the show.
Yeah, but I need to get my car there. I mean, I don't want to drive to the Wizards. Yeah,
be there at 4.
What time do you think we'll leave MGM for the Wizards game?
What time's the game? 7:15? 7:30?
I'm guessing 7 o'clock.
It's either 7 or 7:30.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Whenever you want.
I think we should be there by like 6:15 or 6 because you want to go down to the Caesars Lounge before, right?
Sure.
I think we do.
Valdez and I, we might be meeting you over there because I think we might be going to get a little dinner beforehand or an appetizer.
Yeah, some apps and drinks if you want. Join us.
Okay. Hey, by the way, JP Flame, we'll have an update for you later on the drinking show.
Mm-hmm.
JP Flame is on my S list as far as this night out is.
Uh-huh.
He texted our group chat, I know nothing about the Hennessy Loft. Just tell me whatever you guys are doing and I'll guess I'll show up. He was in the studio when we made the announcement and EB wasn't there. He was in the bathroom and he came back and he was griping about the name Hennessy Loft. And he was right here.
And what he claims he doesn't know
what
it is.
He goes, I don't know what you guys are talking about to our text message the other night.
Am I on that?
Yeah. You can go back and read it.
I saw that.
He was dismissive of the whole night.
I didn't understand that either.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't gone
for 3 weeks. You were gone for 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely remember talking about it with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, he could come or not come. It's up to him. Whatever he wants to do.
I know. I don't care. But to act like we didn't tell him.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely did.
Listen, we're all getting up there.
Yeah, I forget things all the time, Drabby.
I mean, my daughter was texting me during the altcast that she couldn't believe that I didn't see the picture of Tom Wilson with half his face blown up. Like, I guess the week prior. I actually don't remember it.
Mm.
And you guys said you talked about it. I think I was either at the dentist or I was pooping. I was here and I don't remember it.
Yep, got everything on our minds, man. All right, so we got B-Rob, we got Chip Patterson on the show, taking your calls, of course, 800-636-1067. We'll get into the Commanders-Eagles game. When we come back, we'll talk more about these Monday night games, and we'll look at the playoff standings, because there's only 3 weeks left, and there's some interesting races, especially in the NFC, going on, and there's some huge head-to-head matchups. There's some injuries to talk about. We'll also get into the Caps. Caps had their win streak snap last night in Dallas. They lost 3-1 to the Stars. We'll talk about that. You're listening to Junkies. It's Bish and EB this week until Friday when we have a Christmas show at MGM. Mm. Stay with us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Later in the show, 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our boy B-Rob. He's prepping for the Eagles game on Sunday. Big one. For a lot of reasons, but we'll talk to him about that. And of course, we'll talk to Chip Patterson, touch on some college football, get his take on the games this weekend. Transfer portal, coaches moving everywhere, coaches getting fired, resigning. It's crazy how the transfer portal opens up right before the college football playoffs. So some of these, you know, backup quarterbacks who want to go find a spot have to make a decision, and, you know, they want to be on the team by the spring, so they've got to enroll for whatever school they get into and transfer to.
Did you see Billy Edwards III?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did his transfer announcement.
Yep.
I thought I saw initially he was going to go to Michigan. Did that fall through?
I saw that as well. Maybe that was a smoke screen to maybe try and squeeze a little more out of the Badgers.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it's now, nuts.
And then I saw Hemby declare for the portal as well.
He did.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
there's going to be probably 4,000 to 5,000 kids in the portal. Last year there was about 3,000. They're going to easily trump that this year, because, I mean, that's just the way college football is now. That's the system that they've created.
It's all, but I'm telling you, it's bleeding into other sports, and to a way lesser extent.
Yeah.
But you know, you there was the wrestler, I think, at Penn State that got a boatload of money to transfer. Mm. There was a basketball player from the Ivy League that got like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's a volleyball player that I'm aware of that I believe the word is got $100K to transfer after her freshman year. Mm. Volleyball.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nutty.
The money floating around is crazy. But especially for quarterbacks.
I can't even imagine.
And
do you think Locks is pissed that he's gone, or is he happy he's gone? Because kind of need it.
He's got a quarterback coming in next year.
So he doesn't care.
Yeah, but I don't know if you would want a true freshman starting when basically you're kind of on the hot seat after a down year this past year.
Right.
So that seems like a huge ask for Locks.
And you're talking about the kid from Spalding?
Yeah, Malik Washington.
Malik Washington. And I mean, he's the fifth-ranked quarterback in the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a top, probably a top 25 overall kid, maybe top 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maybe they, you know, the kid MJ Morris who transferred in this past year, maybe he starts for a while, and then when Washington's ready, he jumps in there. But I'm not surprised that Edwards is
I saw that
failing.
Your boy from Florida State declared for the draft. Ogunleyi or whatever his name is.
He's got
no more eligibility.
Well, I guess they said he could have asked for a medical red shirt since he only played 5 games.
Yeah, he's got no chance.
I mean, so there's 100 quarterbacks in the portal. I mean, every quarterback changes, and it's just
that's why they got to develop
a quarterback anymore. Like Washington State had a good, really awesome quarterback. In fact, he was number one in the portal. His name's John Mateer.
Yep.
Right. He wanted to stay at WSU, but when Oklahoma's offering you $4 million to go be their quarterback,
you have to go.
You have to go.
100%.
Right?
Yep.
And it's an unfortunate outcome of this where you have the haves and the have-nots, and why would you even waste time developing guys anymore? They're just going to leave.
Yeah, Maryland just signed a 5-star defensive end locally. It was a huge recruit that Loxley got. And I'm thinking about waiting for him to transfer, just in 2 years after you develop them, it's almost like these mid-tier schools like a Maryland, like a Washington State, are a feeder system for the schools that have a seat at the table.
Yes.
There's a 1% chance this quarterback that Maryland just recruited plays longer than 2 years at Maryland. If he's any good and he's successful,
correct,
he'll leave.
Yep, he's going to go to
Maryland
Texas.
Can't pay him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just look at Malik Murphy, who was the backup quarterback at Texas, right? Mm-hmm. He was a highly recruited kid. Doesn't play because they got Quinn Ewers, so he transfers to Duke, all right? Goes to Duke, and, you know, who knows what kind of money he got at Duke, but they won 9 games, all right? He had a pretty good year. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to get more offers, so I'm transferring again. So he's going to be at his third school in 3 years. And did he announce where he was going yet, Malik Murphy? I think he did.
Yeah. I forget.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just the system that's been created. And these kids, especially these quarterbacks, have to enter the portal. And if they're on, you know, they can't play in bowl games. Some of them decide that they're going to stay with their teams. But some of them say, you know what, I got to enter the portal and I'm leaving the school. I'm actually leaving the team.
Mm-hmm.
The backup quarterback at Penn State is leaving the team. They're playing in a college football playoff on mm-hmm. Saturday at noon.
He's going to enroll in the new school,
and
right?
He's not going. He's entered the portal and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a nutty system.
Just think, if you are one of these mid-tier teams like a Maryland, all right, and you want to decide, okay, I want to sit at the table. I'm going to try and play with the big boys. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you $20 to $30 million to keep up with the Ohio States of the world, and that's just for 1 year.
Yep.
And if, say, that 1 year goes south, and then all of a sudden you're the AD, you're Evans, and then you go, holy crap, we just spent $20 million, and we went 8-5, and we're in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I don't want to spend that money again. You have to continually spend this amount of money if you're going to have any kind of playoff shot.
Well, you guys saw that Michael Vick, right, I guess is interviewing, was it Sacramento State? They're developing a football program or something, or they're moving into FBS, whatever it is. And I guess he's also had an interview with Norfolk State, okay?
Correct, which is close to where he grew up.
Right, which makes sense. They said they had set aside $50 million for NIL.
I know.
Sacramento State.
Yeah, they got some money.
Yeah, but everyone was joning on that story last night.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not true.
Okay.
Stuart Mandel... they've quote unquote committed $50 million to NIL over 10 years because they're trying to get into this business.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about it now. We were going to talk about it later. But like Gottlieb and other people were attacking Schefter, saying, "Dude, this is a horrible report you just put out there. It's not true." Stuart Mandel was mocking it. It's just not. They just don't have that kind of money. It would be laughable to think if they had $50 million, they wouldn't be hiring Mike Vick. They would be hiring a really good football coach with a proven track record.
Okay, so it's $50 million over 10 years, so $5 million a year. That's still a pretty big commitment for Sacramento State.
It's a commitment. It means nothing.
That doesn't mean
it's in year eight, we might spend $20 million. We don't have it now, but if we had it, we'll spend it.
They have no money on hand.
Well, that just jumped out at me because I think, again, I had a conversation with a guy that's in charge of the NIL in Maryland 2 years ago, and their NIL was like less than $2 million for all the sports.
Your only hope for the Marylands of the world is trying to catch lightning in a bottle that Indiana did, where all of a sudden the schedule gets favorable.
Transfer quarterback.
The window
played a bunch of football. He comes in, has a good year.
Yeah, the window opens perfectly where everyone develops at the same time. There's no real weakness, and you kind of get a favorable schedule.
That's a one in a million shot, you know?
I know. That's why it's so hard.
I mean, even Indiana, for as good a year as they've had, I mean, are they really going to capitalize on it? Who do they play? They play Notre Dame? Who's favored?
Oh, Notre Dame's favored.
Yeah.
But still, just getting there.
That run is over.
Just getting there is an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
You know, SMU in their first year in the ACC, they're not getting any TV money. They're paying their own way to transfer into to the ACC, gets to the playoff. I mean, it's all gravy. Mm-hmm. The transfer portal is just nuts. It's the timing of it is crazy because these kids have to make decisions before huge games. Some of them are staying with their schools, but some of them are jetting and they're getting out of town.
It's kind of sad, just especially for. I mean, this is a big money football thing, but you know the non-revenue sports where kids are transferring. I don't know. It's part of it. The whole experience is your teammates, a bond, that connection that you have, and they're just taking that away, just being hired guns already in college, 18, 19 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
This point, you just have to kind of know your place. Like, because I know there's a lot of people screaming for Locks to be fired and how this team needs to be better. Mm-hmm. But when you're only spending $3 to $5 million on NIL compared to what everyone else is doing, you're going to lose the arms race.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be happy to sneak in eight wins.
Yeah, so, you got to be happy to go to bowl games.
Yeah,
so what happened?
You got to be happy to go to the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
What happened when Gottlieb and them attacked Schefter? How did he respond to it? Did you pay attention to that, or that was something drafted?
I saw it curse. I didn't read the reply.
Did Schefter respond?
I don't know if Schefter responded or not.
Uh-huh.
My guess is Schefter probably was defending his reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're right about the if you get a stud quarterback, which is kind of surprising that Malik Washington is going to go to Maryland as opposed to going to Georgia or Miami or even
probably not
like
a bad
Florida
decision.
State.
Though.
No, think about it. If you're Malik Washington, if you're a freshman, you're probably not going to commit to a Georgia or Texas A&M. You're not going
to play for a year.
So why not go to Maryland for a year, year and a half,
get developed. $5 million from Alabama.
Then all of a sudden you can basically renegotiate your NIL deal with a big time school.
Basically turns the college guys, the top prospects, into pros.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically what it does.
It's just kind of surprising that a top ranked quarterback would go to Maryland as opposed to going to
Michigan. You could go the Arch Manning route and basically never play for a couple years.
Yeah.
Or you go ball out.
That's Arch Manning.
That's only not because he has the Manning money.
Yeah, sure.
I actually saw there was a fake story that Manning was transferring to play for Bill Belichick at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of him, and they had already like AI superimposed him in a Carolina uniform, and I went, really? And you click on it and you just do like 10 seconds of 3 seconds of study, you know, researching, and you see it's fake.
Yeah.
But how much do you think Arch Manning has turned down? He's probably turned down a boatload of money over the last couple of years to transfer.
No idea. I don't know what to believe in terms of the money. I mean, the media always throws out numbers, but the media doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Arch Manning will be the guy next year. So Quinn Ewers at Texas, before the season started, was looked at as a possible first-round pick, but he hasn't had a good enough year to stay there. So he's not going to be – he'll end up transferring because I don't think he's going pro, and he's not going to stay at Texas because Arch Manning is going to be the guy next year. But if you just look at the top-ranked quarterbacks coming out in the class, Bryce Underwood's the number one. He's going to Michigan. Keelan Russell's number two. He's going to Alabama. Okay. Tavian St. Clair is number three. He's going to Ohio State. Hassan Longstreet's number four is going to USC. And Malik Washington's five. He's going to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't fit.
Where's six going? Do they have six?
Six is going to Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though it's probably smart for him to go, and he's got to start. He's got to play. Because it doesn't make any sense to go to Maryland and sit behind somebody. Doesn't make any sense. So he's got to play. I would think he'd be the starter. And then maybe after the first year, if he has a good year, he transfers to a bigger school for more money. But all these top kids, I mean, the kids, number eight's going to Oregon.
Mm-hmm. That's also what I don't understand about the NIL. So if you sign an NIL deal, after a year, can you renegotiate it? Like, it's not for, hey, you get this
it's
money.
It's not a contract, no.
You're not here for 4 years. You know, some of this money is voided.
Well, the scholarships are one-year renewables, so maybe that's how the NIL works,
too. Who knows exactly how they word it and their whatever contracts they work up. But, no, I think they can.
I'm sure they have outs.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you see there was a viral tweet about one of the NIL's contract stipulations? I think he's a receiver for Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Had a crappy year, but in his NIL contract, he was getting paid $600,000. He got a driver from the start of spring ball through the end of the rest of the year. His parents' travel and hotel accommodations were paid for to go to and from the games.
Mm-hmm.
His parents also got cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and his parents were the only ones who could decide if he could play for medical reasons or not.
Mm.
Like the trainer couldn't make the decision if he could.
Oh, really?
If he sprained his ankle.
Or if he got a concussion.
Yeah, if he would go in or be pulled out.
Mm.
I mean, that's the type of stipulations that are going on. It's wild. Wild.
Yeah. It's more of a business than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Especially in college football.
Right.
But anyway, we got Brian Robinson Jr. joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We also have our good friend Chip Patterson. He'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And, you know, we got to certainly get into this Commanders Eagles game because it's a big game for both teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially after Atlanta won last night, even though Atlanta looked like butt. I mean, they got some problems in the red zone.
Well, Raheem Morris is publicly criticizing Cousins.
He definitely
calling
is.
Him out by name.
He definitely is. But it's a win. And remember, they swept Tampa. All right. So they've already beaten Tampa twice. Now they're one game back of Tampa in the NFC South. But that just puts more pressure on the Buccaneers to win if they want to win the division. Certainly the Falcons have to keep winning. The Vikings now have an identical record with the Lions, but they lost to the Lions earlier in the year. They still play them, I think, in week 18. Mm-hmm. So the NFC has three divisional races that are very interesting, including the NFC West. But we'll get into all that the rest of the show. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to the Junks. It's Bish and EB this week until Friday. Coming up in the next segment, we will hit the Skins.
You know, last night I sent to Valdez and Drabby this Instagram account that showed up on my reels, and it's hilarious. Have you seen this one before, Drab? Have you seen this one that I sent you last night?
No, not that exact one, no.
Yeah, so have you seen one like this? So there's a woman, she's got 1.2 million followers, all right? It just showed up on my feed, mm-hmm. and of course I click on it, see what's going on here. She looks like she's about 25 or less,
uh-huh.
Probably a former gymnast by some of the stuff she's doing. And her Instagram account is Nicole Skirts. And the whole thing, like literally the entire account is her like wearing a little skirt or wearing a little dress and like her thong. And then she's bouncing on trampolines
mm-hmm.
or she's like jumping out of a house onto like some sort of like air mattress. And she's landing and just her ass is sticking out.
Right.
It's literally the dumbest account I've ever seen.
Right, but gets a million.
It's got one. She's got 1.2 million followers, and she's like jumping in a pool, and she's swimming with her skirt, and her cheeks are hanging out. She's jumping on top of a car. She's like dunking a basketball. Like she's just flying all over, with her ass hanging out. And she looks like she couldn't be more than like 5'2" or something, right? It's like a little girl.
Yeah, all those teaser Instagram profiles, though, they're just gateways to their OnlyFans. When you click the link in their bio.
Yeah, yeah. Does she have an OnlyFans out one? I didn't even look.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tease to get you to follow her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a billion, like, My Office Crush accounts, and there's these smoking hot chicks who pretend to be your secretary and walk around in tiny mini skirts and bend over.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, they're so silly.
I haven't seen that one.
There's a ton of those.
I've got one now that I've seen, like, it's come up twice in, like, the last 2 weeks, and it's going to probably start coming up because I clicked on the profile, and it's just, like, an attractive mom in her 40s, mm-hmm. okay, mom of two, and she just talks to the camera. And she's like taking off her jeans, and she's putting on another pair of jeans. She's trying on her mom jeans or whatever, and then she's just constantly stripping in front of the thing, and it's just a mom. And I guess she's just
and people love it. They just watch it.
Yeah,
including you.
It's something titillating about it, but it's just it showed up on feed.
That's why she does it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Because she knows horny bastards like you are going to watch it.
But then she gets millions of followers.
I know. It's nuts.
I don't know. I do get a kick out. I used to have that farm girl. There was a farm girl who would do the ice plunge thing every day. She'd go out there in a bikini. She'd be out in like Kansas or something. It'd be 20 degrees outside. And she's got like a hammer or something. She's breaking the ice in her cold tub, mm-hmm. and she's going in there and she's doing her cold plunge every day. Mm. And people just watching because it's an attractive girl, probably in her 30s, who's just cold plunging in her bikini.
I don't get it. Social media is just so stupid.
It's just based on horny guys. If you're just like a regular guy, like Cakes or me or Drabby or something, you're not going to get any followers. You got to do something wacky.
Of course.
Yeah. You got to like jump over cars that are going like the iShow Speed guy. You got to do something crazy to get followers.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you got to have a shtick.
Women just have to know that at the end of the day, all it takes is you can get anything you want if you just tease guys a little bit.
Just got to tease guys.
We're so stupid.
The mom.
We will do anything a beautiful woman wants us to do.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be beautiful. You could be a 7.
Yeah.
In fact, my 7's probably your 5. You probably would look at this person and say she's a 5. To me, 7.
I know you. I wasn't that titillated by the skirt gymnast thing that you sent over, but you were.
I like it. You don't like butt cheeks?
I mean, I like butt cheeks, but
there's something about round the way girls.
Yeah, I like a regular round the way girl. I don't know. Your standards are like ridiculous. But yeah. You could be a 7 and just...
And get millions of followers.
Yeah, just take off your pants, be in your little panties, and put on another pair of jeans.
Yeah, take your jeans, kind of pull it over your big butt.
Yeah, just talk to the camera, and, you know, you're going to get a million followers.
Yep.
And then you can start an OnlyFans. It's crazy.
Well, it's not just the girls who are taking off their clothes. My wife watches these women. She follows, I don't know, probably 10 women mm-hmm. across the country that she doesn't... They're not taking off their clothes. They're just going into their house and they're showing you, a new bed that they got, this nice armoire,
right.
Or they're redoing their kitchen. That's what she watches. She watches it all day,
right?
Instagram.
I watch it for golf.
And these women have millions of followers too.
Yeah,
they're pretty women. They could get more if they were doing it in their freaking bikinis,
right?
But. My wife just watches it because she loves, you know, what they're doing with their homes.
I you know me, I don't even have a toolbox. Like, my wife has a toolbox. I don't have a toolbox. I don't have a tool. The only tool I have is to change the driver head.
Adjust the weight setting.
That's the only thing I have is the tool to take my driver head off. I watch the videos of, like, all the hacks where, like, if you strip a bolt, how you can you get it out, or just... Any like manly thing that I can't do, I'm just mesmerized by it. Mesmerized. I can sit there and watch it for hours. I don't know.
Hey, Teresa should start doing videos in a bikini. like polishing a coffee table in a bikini.
Yeah, that can retire.
Yeah, you wouldn't care. What do you care?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
100%. You're
spill all of a sudden right. Spill some stain.
You bend over to clean it up. Hey, real quick before we go to break. So we were talking about the whole Sacramento State Michael Vick rumor, and we talked about Adam Schefter and how he tweeted that Sacramento State is in discussions with Michael Vick to hire him. Of course, Michael Vick right now does the NFL coverage on Fox pregame. He's been doing that for a few years. And the rumor was that Sacramento State, who's going to move to FBS, was talking to Michael Vick, and that they have $50 million in NIL money. And it turns out they have $50 million dedicated to NIL over the next 10 years, so $5 million per year. But Adam Schefter tweeted, and who knows where he got the information, but he tweeted that they've got $50 million in NIL. And Stuart Mandel, you kind of talked about it, Drab, said that, and pull back here. It's not $50 million in hard cash. It's $50 million over 10 years, so it's $5 million a year. And then Doug Gottlieb, who's now in his first year of coaching college hoops with Wisconsin Green Bay in the Horizon League, he chimed in and he said, Jesus, Shefty, edit what agents tell you. 0.0% chance Sac State has $50 million in NIL. And then Shefty responded, oh, Jesus, Doug, a 7-game losing streak and last place in Horizon. Less time on social media and more time in the gym.
And yes, why is Schefter being so defensive?
And Green Bay is 2-10. They've lost 7 straight.
Yeah.
And they haven't won a conference game yet. So they were just going back and forth. Did Gottlieb respond to that tweet? I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
I haven't seen that
He
yet.
Did, but it was deleted. It said something like, we are in the gym, and if we fail, it won't be for a lack of trying.
Oh,
right. Something like that.
Right.
So
he needs a, this
guy's discussion. Going back and forth on social because of these stories with
I do
NIL
know one thing.
Money.
People hate Doug Gottlieb. And it's because he's a snarky, kind of opinionated guy.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere I saw, Schefty owns Doug Gottlieb, pwns
Whatever.
Him. I'm like, well, it's actually embarrassing for Schefty that he got this big report wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of, all the reporters are mocking him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know.
Well, no one on ESPN is obviously going to call him out.
No.
Right? So people can only call him out on social media.
Well, golf writer Kevin Van Valkenburg did. He said, I hate to call out my friend and former colleague, but I'm friends with Sacramento State's former coach. They don't even have $1 million in NIL.
Yeah.
Well, he probably should have done a little more research. And
But this has happened before with Schefty. There's been stories.
Well, they're
kind of
killing
reported.
Him lately, didn't it? Did he acknowledge that he was like breaking stories while he was in bed with some chick or something recently? There was something about that, right?
Like, yeah, but that was an old story. That was... Like, he wasn't in bed, like, with his wife, and then he was just telling an old story. Like
about how he would be in bed, and he'd be, like, have multiple
phones
going off.
He was asked, where's the most shocking place that you broke a news story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your weirdest?
And he said, just
yeah,
in
and
bed.
He was like, well, like, I was with someone, and then the phone went off, and I had to, like, stop to go report something.
Yeah. Can you imagine your life? You're such a slave to the phone. Did you have to stop hitting skins so you could be first, so you can beat, I don't know, who's the guy from NFL Network? Ian Rappaport to a story.
Yeah.
So crazy.
That they want to be the first to break it.
Yeah.
So, and it's crazy. It's all kinds of stuff.
Happening. And I caught myself this morning. I was knee-deep in Travis Hunter's girlfriend drama. I watched their whole 7-minute video where she's like explaining herself because people are attacking her. Did you follow any of that?
I followed it closely. I
so
know all about
silly.
It.
So silly. So stupid. The whole thing's so
can't
stupid.
Can't imagine caring about Travis Hunter's girlfriend, but people are up in her
She actually business. Seemed like a decent person. Like, I do think that she was maybe falsely portrayed after I saw her video. Right? She didn't seem like an awful human.
I don't know. I like Travis Hunter. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Good kid. He seems like a good kid. He's funny.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I didn't see this, but I read it, that... Dion took the entire Colorado Buffalo team to the Heisman show.
No.
Did you see that, Drabby?
I didn't see that.
The whole team went to New York.
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
I don't know.
Who's paying for that?
I don't know. It's gotta be.
I don't know if it was the whole team, but it was a lot of players.
$100,000 or something. I don't know.
Put them all up in New York in hotel rooms and fly them there. And
guess they got that kind of dough.
I think they do. They just got a huge commitment. Who defensive lineman who was going to go, I think he was going to go to Ohio State or Alabama, and he decommitted. He's going to Colorado.
Mm.
He's not for free. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit the Skins. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.